The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back trading jokes on text with some of our listeners. Some of them are pretty good. So how about that? 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to enter the Fish and Tackle High Tide Lures Contest and win a nice little supply, a nice little package of bass fishing lures at the end of the month, give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 410 WCBM 680. We missed talking about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop in the last hour. We were having such good, engaging conversations, so I'm going to hit them up pretty hard this hour. I stopped by there the other day. Mr. Clyde is still coming in the shop, doing what he does, and, you know, that's good. So Clyde Sports Shop, if you're crabbing, has everything in the world you need for crabbing, that's for sure. The Pasadena open-top and closed-top crab traps, the cloth and wire crab rigs, the nets, cloth and wire both. Plenty of trot line stuff, either the tarred line, a 500-foot tarred line or 1,000-foot of Loctite, or already rigged trot line ready to go, that's for sure. Baskets and lids, measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets. They've got crab bait, the salted eel, and the chicken necks for sure. And they do have their own custom crab seasoning. Comes in a 5-pound bucket and aluminum steamers, 20-quart to 50-quart. Can call for prices on that stuff, for all that stuff. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Beltway Exit 9, just off Beltway Exit 9. 21227 is the zip there. Since 1957, Clyde's has been around. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Website, ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com for everything you need for crabbing, fishing, and the great outdoors. Stop by Clyde's. You'll be glad you did. Who are our callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron?
We don't have anybody on the line right now. We're waiting on our first one in hour number two.
Well, we should. We should. Absolutely. So, okay, so I got an email. Get to the jokes later here. Let's see. What's this fellow's name? He's way down the list. Yeah, grief. I told him I'd talk about it. There it is, Patrick. Patrick said this: I've been fishing for white perch in the mouth of Patapsco, for 50-plus years, mainly between Fort Smallwood Park and the Bodkin Point. Up until last year, I could catch perch anywhere along this shoreline one after another. Currently, you'd be lucky to catch a handful. The only thing I can contribute to this is the arrival of the dolphin in the last 6 or 7 years. I know they've drove the rockfish into the harbor. I know avid perch fishermen in Bodkin Creek, and they're saying the same thing. I don't get a chance to listen to your show too often because I commercially crab, but if you'd be kind enough to bring this up on your program, maybe it will sound the alarm to the DNR. They seem to focus on rockfish. Thank you, Pat. Well, we'll toss that out out there to our listeners. Anybody fish Patapsco for white perch and have not seen any success this year, give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That might inspire a call from Lee, who I know fishes that area and does very well and did very well for white perch last year. I know they were catching them, you know, from the boat, not necessarily for sure. What's the cause? It could be the dolphin. More likely, in my opinion, it could be poor water quality, low oxygen. You know, that happens. It could be a thunderstorm pulse has killed them. It could be blue catfish. So there's a lot of environmental factors that go into fish survival and where they are. The two things that drive fish, quite frankly, are oxygen and food. oxygen, and food. So, you know, if the clarity doesn't seem to have much to do with it, they can survive and thrive in muddy water and that type of thing. But if it's not oxygenated, you know, like warm water is not as oxygenated as cooler water is. And there's in the bay, there's a thermocline. There's a level at where the fish are the most comfortable between the cooler water on the bottom and the warmer water on the top. Then in lakes and ponds later in the year, as the surface temperature cools and the cooler water on top begins to sink, and it's colder than the water that's already on the bottom, the lake in effect turns over, and that creates its own set of interesting situations. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen beneath the surface that we don't even consider. We just go out there and we throw a lure in the water and say, wonder why they're not biting today. Well, it could be there's no oxygen where you're fishing. It could be that, in some environmental factor that you can't see, whether it's pollution or some kind of toxin or whatever it might be, an algae bloom will, take care of the oxygen in the water. Algae blooms are detrimental, and you've heard about dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. Well, they're still there. What does that mean? There's algae blooms, and algae forms with the abundance nitrogen and phosphorus in the water. And when the algae blooms in the bay, it coats the surface of the submerged aquatic vegetation. It coats the leaves. The sunlight can't get to the leaves of the bay grasses because of the algae, and therefore they cannot produce chlorophyll to survive. So the algae blocks the sunlight, kills the SAVs. The SAVs hides the fish, oxygenates the water. And so when you have low subaquatic vegetation, SAVs, then you're going to have less oxygen, and the fish aren't going to be in that same area all the time. So just some very, very quick, down and dirty biology, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good.
Last year, I had this similar result as Patrick with the white perch. I went to all my regular spots, and I couldn't catch them because I could not find them. My spots, I mean, I would have 4 feet thick perch in 10 feet of water. Mm. I would barely see any on the bottom. On my Sparrows Point spots, my White Rock spots, my Outer Harbor spots, I just don't know what happened to them. I don't know if it's a dolphin thing. I don't know if a population of blue catfish could go and wipe out a mass population of white perch like that. I do know that later in the summer last year, there was a good perch catch up closer to the inner harbor. But when I wanted to go up into the harbor and get them, they had that big chemical spill or whatever it was down from, resulted from John Hopkins flowing down into the inner harbor, and I'm like, I'm not going into that, but I would really like to know where my perch are.
Well, you and a lot of other people apparently.
I'm heading out Thursday to try to go find them. I give a little update next week if I do and if I don't.
I got you. Well, do you mark them? I mean, you see them on a depth finder, you know, when you're looking? I mean, is that something that shows up pretty easily on your depth finder?
They are. They don't have, like, big arches like the rockfish.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but you can definitely tell a school of perch from a big ball of bait fish. They're close on the bottom, and they're mass.
Yeah.
If they're not in mass, they'll be stretched across the bottom. And that's more or less as the water gets cold. But in the summertime, they will be stacked up.
Yeah.
There'll be a little gap off the bottom. Maybe, this is looking at my depth finder, maybe 6 to 8 inches. And then you'll just see a mass of fish. And at that point, you just drop down and jiggle on them and catch all you want.
Right.
But I could not even find that situation last year.
Hmm. Well, other than environmental factors, you know, I have my my standard two-word answer that I've been using for 30 years on this show, you know.
That being said, all the places where I would go to catch rockfish in similar areas, the rockfish were there. So I don't know if it's definitely environmental or not. The water quality isn't there for the white perch, it's certainly not going to be there for the rockfish, because I think they're even more sensitive to water that doesn't have, you know, quality for them to.
No, then you're looking at poor recruitment.
Yes.
That'd be the other thing I could think. They're not spawning well. They don't do spring of the year surveys on white perch.
No, they don't.
Young of the year.
I'll get out there this week and see what I can find. I'm going to try
some other
spots that I have not been to in a few years to see if they are there. There may be a little deeper water than what I fish typically, but we'll see what's going on. I do know that some of the charter boat captains are finding them in the middle part of the river around the Key Bridge area from what I've seen from following those guys on social media.
Got it.
They're not completely gone from the river, but I guess you've got to find them. You've got to be out there, routinely, put your time in and find them.
Well, the guy did say one key thing. He fishes from shore.
Yes. That can be an issue, too, because a lot of times when you have 80-something degree water,
right,
the fish are not really going to be too shallow.
Right. Right. I got you. Well, the thing that always amazed me is when you're fishing from a boat, you throw towards the shore, and when you're fishing from shore, you throw out as far as you possibly can. What is that all about?
and the guys from the boat casting the shore are getting on the nerves of the guys who are fishing from land.
Let me tell you who gets on my nerves. That's when you're fishing and the kayakers come by and kayak over your line.
Oh, yeah, between you and the shoreline.
Yeah.
And at that point, when I see them coming, I just start heading closer to the shoreline and make them go behind me.
We must share the water now. Come on.
Yes. Share the water, but don't paddle in front of me.
Don't pick up my line on your paddle.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's not the point that you paddled in front of me, but you just ruined my shoreline for the next time.
Exactly. It would always when I used to fish up there at Piney Run, it always got me, because you'd be fishing on that little nice little fishing platform out there, and you know, you'd be throwing out trying to get to that spot where the rockfish live out there, about a cast and a half away, and here come the kayakers right alongside you. It's like, hey folks, see the line going out there that you're rowing under? Oh well, whatever. All right, buddy.
Alan, thanks. We'll catch up.
See you, bud. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, the Maryland Fur Trappers are sponsoring the Sportsman Expo, July 31st and August 1st at the Washington County Ag Center in 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend, and you can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators. You can set a trap line or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Features of day one include a kid's corner, expert trapping demos. You can ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music, and the crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. At 7:30, ride along to check the trap line. Predator calling demonstrations, duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, gun drawings, that's for sure. Bucks, bears, stags, measures will be on hand to score your Maryland trophy. If you live in Central Maryland and want to attend just for that, there's no entry fee to get in. And our guy Chuck will be measuring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears from 10 till 3 at the Washington County Ag Center on August 1st. See you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman's Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. Now, Backyard Billies, it is time. It is time to get take a look, serious look at your backyard and that old rickety picnic table that, you know, the bench and Aunt Sally went over backwards last year. Well, it's time to replace that with something really good that'll hold Aunt Sally and the rest of the family, that's for sure. Why not check out the picnic tables at Backyard Billies? That's why they're there. That's why they exist, to make sure your backyard is a fun place to be. Tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, all made out of that great poly material, lots of colors, lots of styles, and, you know, very comfortable stuff. They got 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock, and you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. That's in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll also find tiki bars and gym sets for the kids, and storage sheds and greenhouses and chicken coops and dog kennels and pergolas and gazebos, all sitting right out there in the backyard. You can walk around, check it all out, that's for sure. With free delivery, the big stuff, within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, check out the barbecue grills. Go behind the barbecue grills and see that great lineup of fireplace inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves for sure. Browse the great-looking garden decorations, all the furniture. Why not? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at 44B, exit Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if it's heat you want. Hearth America is the fireplace. But in the meantime, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, we're back. I just got a text from my buddy Bill out there in Westminster. He said, I haven't seen any grasshoppers in my yard. Something going on with grasshoppers? So I did a quick search. Seems like we've lost about, in some instances, about 70% of some of our insect populations. What's to blame? Don't know. Pesticides, maybe. Could be part of it. Loss of grassland, maybe. But the article that I saw, and you can Google, you know, insect decline, you can do that, and you'll get the answer right away. But things like crickets, praying mantises, lightning bugs, grasshoppers, all the stuff we saw as kids, plenty of them, not out there like they used to be. We'll see. You know, the thing that they mentioned was climate change, of course, but, you know, anyway. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hello. Good morning, Alan.
Good How's morning, sir. I'm good. How about you?
All right. Eddie and his buddies went out the other day, and they put the pound town on white perch. But the smart thing Eddie does is he doesn't tell me exactly where he is.
That's probably a good thing, knowing you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So the opportunity I'll have is fishing with him hopefully tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Because he had some beautiful, he only kept about a dozen of them, but they were beautiful white perch.
Right.
And I'm assuming he was probably in the Patapsco, but regardless, I do know a couple areas he likes.
Sure.
I found this time of year, They will transition up into August, September, into south, skinnier water. And I think I sent you a couple videos last year.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Which I am not going to mention.
Right. But what about this decline between Fort Smallwood and Bodkin on the Patapsco?
Well, I know I've caught them on the channel. I've caught them on the channel edges. It was more incidental because we were casting for stripers with double rigs and started picking up some decent white perch on our smaller jigs that we were using, trying to catch stripers with. So then we just switched over to like a cicada, a metal three-quarter, one-ounce jig, metal jig, or stain, like a small sting silver and color,
yeah.
White perch. But that is very difficult because you have to stay right on top. There's a big ball of them there. But they're, I know they're in the past, you know.
Okay.
And, a lot of the charter boats, my buddies are, you know, when they get done with their stripers and they switch over to white perch, they don't.
Well, that, you know, there's something that, there's something you just brought up that the, you know, maybe with the reduction in the fishing for striped bass and the slot limit and all that stuff and the one and done type of deal, you know, these guys catch their stripers and then they go for something else. We did it last year for white perch, catfish, whatever, because, you know, the guys want to catch fish and they paid for a day and you're done in 20 minutes on the rockfish in most cases.
Yeah.
You know, maybe an hour.
What he does, he's pretty smart, you know, because it's very competitive now with guides.
Yeah.
And to satisfy your customers, like you said, you got to put them on fish, you know.
Yeah.
You can take them for a tour of the harbor and whatnot, but they want, for the most part, they want to catch, you know, their fish. And,
we're all the same, Lee. It's a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other. You know, I mean, it's.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what we want.
But there's a It's I know the guy's dealing in the Upper Bay.
Right.
My daughter even got him to him well into the Gunpowder River.
Oh yeah.
Eel fishing.
I was in Autumn Sky Outfitters the other day, a good customer up in Street, Maryland, you know, right there on Route 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big archery shop. I say, you guys don't carry live bait, do you? He looked at me and goes, eels? I said, what? He said, we got a big eel tank in the back. We sell lots of eels. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So if you're up that way and need some eels, you know.
I'm for you. We got a friend that actually sells to the tackle stores. We're able to go directly to him when I can get in touch with him.
Of course.
But, he's selling to us for a buck and a half.
Yeah.
But,
that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. You know, it's not my cup of tea, but it's very productive and,
yeah.
I will say one thing. Kayla and her friends were doing the eel thing with the, you know, because they were wreck fishing with the circle hooks. And she flat out told me that we were still having I know we spoke about it a little bit last week, but they were having a fair amount of fish getting
got hooked. Yeah.
Deeper and whatnot, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, eels, I mean.
The nature of the eel.
I only fished one time with eels, and that was Delaware Bay on the Captain Dawn and the Blue Lucy. We went for striped bass, and that was years and years ago. I don't even know if Dawn's still around, but we fished with eels, and the technique was put them overboard. When you feel pressure on the line, open the bail and let them eat. That was a technique. That was Delaware Bay. We caught some nice fish, don't get me wrong, but we're also keeping them, so.
Right. I'll tell you, it's the aggressiveness of the fish is contingent on when you set the hook. Lately, these fish have been extremely aggressive. They're not fat fish right now. The fish, I was trying to find a fish for you to get a picture of those little crabs, and all the fish I cleaned this week I guess about 70 or 80 fish, whatever. I had literally, I think I had a few of them had small, what I'm disgusting were L-wise in them, but no crab. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is they were skinny.
Yeah.
These fish were hungry.
Right.
So I'm starting to see, we did have some fish with sores on them.
Yeah. Well, that's water temperature stuff, so I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the harbor, we noticed that red tide or whatever.
Yeah.
But
algae bloom.
Yeah. Alan, we still fished, we were fishing top water in this red tide, and we were still catching rockfish on surface in that ugly water.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I wonder how is that red tide just like something right on the surface?
When you can see it, yeah. But when it settles and sinks, that's when it coats the SAVs, and that's when you get the Z zones, because there's no the SAVs. Yeah. You know, everybody should know basic biology. Plants live on carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. We live on oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. So that's how the water gets oxygenated, is through the plant life. When you have algae blooms and they coat the SAVs so that the sunlight can't penetrate the leaves, they can't convert the sunlight into chlorophyll, and they die. And when they die, of course, you know, they're not pumping out any oxygen. So it's a pretty simple process, but you know, a lot of people don't understand it, but that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And so that's why we have dead zones in the bay, because of those algae blooms, red tides, and things like that. And water temperature does have a lot to do with it. And we're at the highest points now for water temperature that you can imagine. So, all right,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, they're still there, and hopefully this fall hot weather might let up a little bit where it's
let's hope so.
Comfortable again to do some fishing. All right, take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon, Lee. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
I wanted to piggyback on a statement that you made a caller ago concerning the lightning bugs and other insects.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I lived in this community. I live in Middle River. I moved here
right.
about 12 years ago. And where I am, it used to be a beach community.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, you always had a lot of lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, even last year, there weren't as many as there used to be. And I would see them coming out around mid-June, right around Father's Day.
Yeah.
And they'd hang around till August.
Yep.
And this year, I didn't see the first one until really it was around maybe the end of June. Last night I only saw one.
Wow.
I think it's very strange. They used to be buzzing around here all the time.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, man, when I was a kid, we used to catch them, you know, that type of thing. And never thought there was any end to it, you know?
Yeah. That's so odd. I says, why is this happening? I know global warming. That's the first thing you're going to say. I don't buy it.
Climate change. They've changed it now from global warming. Used to be the new ice age is coming, you know, and then it was global warming, and now it's climate change. So it's all fake.
Yeah.
You know, weather's weather. We go through, there's nothing that man has done that has created any of this. I mean, what caused the ice age? Well,
it just happened. It just happens. You know?
Yeah, it's a cyclical thing, you know.
Right. One thing I did want to ask you though is a friend of mine when I used to live in my old neighborhood, he got me some deer steaks. I remember making deer stew. Where can I find these?
Find what?
Something like deer meat, venison. Is there a place anywhere in Baltimore County where you can find it?
No, you can't buy it. It's illegal to sell wild venison. You can find venison at some of the better supermarkets, and it's all farm raised, mostly red deer, red stag. But you know, make friends with a hunter. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. There he goes. All right. How about that? Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. Right here in town. I can walk to it. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Man, I love my Firestone destinations because they've been to a lot of destinations in the last 20,000 miles since I had them put on, that's for sure. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car. Look out in your driveway. Need tires? Spurrier's has the tires. Look out in the highway. See any dump trucks going by? Any tractor trailers? Well, Spurrier's has the tires. Bridgestone Firestone has a great financing offer, too. You can buy your Bridgestone Firestone tires and pay for them over time. It's great. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your farmyard, on the farm, out in the back 40, or in your backyard, your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow. Yeah, you get a flat on your wheelbarrow, take it to Spurrier's. They'll place a tire on it. If you own any kind of trailer, any type of ATV, UTV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on in Spurrier's Farm Service team. Their 24-hour truck service and much more. Their friendly attitude, that's what I like the best, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, hey, Brent, good morning. By the way, if you see Mike Spurrier in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. That number, 410-822-7384. You can call or just stop by because no appointment needed for tires at Spurrier's Tire Service. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Anything you need for fishing. Rods and reels from Penn and Pfluger and Shakespeare. They've got the great ugly sticks. They've got the St. Croix fishing rods. Bought my first one this spring from Clyde's, and I will tell you something. I love the St. Croix rod. Live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing license and lures for any type of fishing, including a great selection of snakehead surface lures from Tailored Lures. They'll fix you right up. You need perch or panfish or bass or rockfish lures, bait and tackle. They've got the circle hooks and everything else. They even have the big salty minnows. Yep, if you like giant minnows for snakeheads or, inshore rockfish, they've got them all. And Clyde's will fill your reel with fresh line and get you on your way. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. That's in Lansdowne. And the number there is 410-242-6108, Baltimore 21227. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. And Clyde's has been around since 1957. Mr. Clyde's still in there every couple days. And, if you see him, say hi to him. Hope 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection.
ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy Oak Swamp Bottom Dewdrop Falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
All right, pass it on. Boy, we do believe in that, that's for sure. John in Columbia. Good morning, John. How are things in Columbia this morning?
Good morning. Hey, boy, that song, I don't know why you took my call. You should have kept playing that song. That was a pretty good one. And by the way, my call, oddly, kind of fits in. So I am 68. I hardly know anything about fishing.
Right.
I'm an excellent grandpa, and I got 11 grandkids. So I'm not trying to catch anything big. I'm just trying to do what that song was talking about.
Yep.
Building memories, right? So
if
you could take a total tenderfoot on the phone here, give me two or three simple tips. I got a couple of short wheels for the kids. They're 6, 7, that range.
Yep.
So we're just going to drown worms. But if you got any tips, I'd love them.
Drown worms. Okay. Go out to Columbia Lake, find a clear spot, put a bobber on, drop a worm 2 feet beneath it, and let them catch panfish all day.
Is that right? So, and I am, humility means you can learn from anybody. I got to be admit that I just don't know anything. So what is a panfish?
Oh, a panfish is a sunfish, a bluegill. There's a variety of sunfish, like little yellow perch, pumpkin seed sunfish, bluegill sunfish. If you look in the water along the shoreline, you can see them all schooled up in there, you know, along the edges of the weeds and along docks and things like that. Just go out there and find a convenient spot. You don't have to throw out far. Just get them out there and like you said, drown some worms. Use about a number 6 or number 8 hook. You know, you can tie it on the end of the line, slide your bobber up about 2 feet, let them cast, and let it sit. When the bobber starts to dance, it'll go under. They could, you know, they can feel the fish. They can sometimes even see the fish.
That's awesome. All right, listen, I'll tell you, I promise you, if I get a good report, I'll call back and tell you. If I don't, then I probably won't.
No, that's fine. Hey, call back anytime. And, you know, there's also a little tiny lures that you can get, like little curly tails on maybe a 16th ounce jig or something like that. If you don't like to mess with the worms, put those under a bobber and let them just, you know, move them along a little bit. Something will grab it on the way by, a little curly tail, little twister tail is what they call them. And, you know, if you don't want to get the worms, you know, don't want to get them all messed up with worms, let them use a little.
I think the worms would make the show better.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, of course.
No question about it.
Yeah. And look, all you need is a piece of a night crawler. You don't need a whole thing on there. You're going to lose most of it.
No.
So, yep.
That sounds awesome. And you're saying you really don't want to cast it out very far.
You don't have to. No, there's no reason to.
Because they have, Bass Pro, they had these little fish weights. They're like a blue, green, like a pack of 8 lead things wrapped.
No, I know what you mean. Yep, I know what you mean.
I thought even just casting in the yard, that alone might be fun with them. Anyway, Alan, appreciate your tips and I'll call back and let you know how it is.
And I will tell you, if you get a pack of night crawlers, you're going to have to keep them cool or they're going to get nasty in this heat. They're going to just die right away. So keep them in a cooler, you know, put a little ice on them or a frozen bottle of water, something like that. Keep them cool and make it easier on yourself so you don't have to reach in there and get dirt under your fingernails. Take a pair of scissors along, cut those worms up in 1-inch pieces.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Well, listen, you take care.
You too. Thanks for the call.
You bet, Mike.
Good luck to you. There we go. How about that? Jokes are coming in, folks. Jokes are coming in. Unbelievable. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And what was that fellow's name, Aaron?
Rob, I believe.
Rob, okay, gotcha. All right, very good. Okay. So the Maryland Record Book is coming out this fall, and we are working diligently to get as many events in the next 2 months as we possibly can. We've got a cutoff for August 31st, and we are seeing some tremendous deer come in from around the state. And if you're listening to this and you know a deer hunter who's taking a nice buck, tell them to call me, or get in touch with Bucks, Bears, Stags. We have a Facebook page. We have a website. If you go to the website, bucks-bears-stags.com, easy to remember. That's our three trophies in Maryland. Whitetail Bucks, Black Bears, and Sika Stags. Bucks-bears-stags.com. There's a button on there that says Request a Measure. You click on that button, the form opens up, and it gives us all the information we need. You hit Submit. It comes right to the email here. We respond with a list of our official measures in Maryland, and they can get in touch with the closest one. We also have a couple events coming up that we post on our Facebook page, so we'll be doing that too. A lot of nice followers on our Facebook page, 8,500 I think we're at right now, so it's great. We'd like to get that to 10,000, but, you know, click on there, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Facebook. You'll see a lot of great deer, a lot of great deer in Maryland, and black bears and Sika deer as well, so we'll... And we measured, you don't have to go on social media. We measured 5 Sika deers for a guy the other day. Didn't want to be on social media, but he put 4 in the record, 4 or 5 in the record book. So that's how it works. There's a minimum score. Our guys measure to the score. And, you know, if you make the minimum, which are not exceedingly difficult to, exceed the minimum scores, but, you know, as many years as I've hunted, I have no deer that make the record book, even as many bucks as I've killed and enjoy killing. So there it is. You know, I've got, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's all good. So this one over my head, my 6-point, he measured 128, 123. If I'd have killed him with a bow or a muzzle loader, he'd have made it as a 6-point. That's how big he is. My 8-point over there hanging on the fireplace, he's 120 and 4/8 inches. If I'd have shot him with the bow, he'd have made it. But I shot him with a rifle and happy to do it. My first rack buck was a beautiful 8-point from Cecil County. The one above my head's a 6-point, 193 pounds field dress, big antlers, Queen Anne's County. So I enjoy deer hunting. I've hunted all over the state and I love it every time I'm in the woods. So, and sick of deer too. I like eating them. That's for sure. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have very little time left. Time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, they're your full-line Browning dealer, that's for sure. And Clyde's has a lot of Browning shotguns and firearm rifles and handguns as well. They just got in a supply of the new MK4 semi-automatic center fire rifle available in Magnum calibers. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108. Don't forget to stop by our friends at Backyard Billy's and talk about winter. Maybe it'll cool you off a little bit when you talk about a new fireplace insert. And don't forget the Trappers event coming up at the Washington County Ag Center. That's July 31st and August 1st. And if you want to go to the Crab Feast, good luck to you. There's the music, folks. That means get out, stay safe. Remember, faith, family, friends, freedom. Put them in any order you want, but they're all important to us. God bless America. God bless our 250th anniversary as a republic. And as Benjamin Franklin said, we've given you a republic if you can keep it. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.